am again. This is Roy Masters, and I have something to share with you that could save your life and save your country. I've been on the air 55 years, and if you'd like to call me, I'd be happy to hear from you. It's 800-866-8883, and I'll tell you the times. Well, I could tell you now. It's 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. West Coast time. That's weekdays. And I have the ticklish sentiment to drive me to talk to you about the goings-on with transgender, the people who are men and then they think they're women, and women who think they're men and have operations, and then they want to use the bathroom. So you have a man who thinks he's a woman going into a bathroom, you know, in a woman's bathroom. So it's very, very, very clever distraction from what's really going on in the news. So, but I'd love to talk about the why people are like that. And not because you have a transgender problem. It's because all the machinery that leads you to becoming a woman in a man and a man in a woman is there in you. And that's what makes men a pussycat. You see? And makes a woman into be mannish, even though they don't have a transgender operation, or think that they have a man in the woman's body kind of stuff. It's still what's going on in your life. But unless you call me about that subject, which I would love to talk about, but I'm not sure you'll be able to handle it all, because what you're laughing about is not so funny. In the transgender situations and men becoming women just by slicing off a little bit of himself, etc., where I don't want to say any more. But the thing is, you got the same problem. It just hasn't advanced to that point. And you'll probably die before you get to that point. Or you suppress that impulse to be something you're not. But it's always the identity of the other person. So a man will tend to get the identity of his wife that he gets from his mother as a child, a male child, etc. You do not have your own identity. And the purpose of corruption is to get that to happen, to convert, to cause women to rule over men and the children over their fathers. And it's all in the Bible. You can look it up. Okay? You can. Oh, God help you if that's happening. And there's a prediction that would happen in the last days. I won't go into that. You can just look that up. The whole idea, there's order and there's disorder. And the disorder comes from the dark side of the force, which, you know, I happened to watch the movie about that, where I forget what it was, you know, what the name of it, because I'm an old-fashioned guy. I just don't care about what I was watching. But I like the idea of the force. Now you know what program I'm talking about. I just love the idea of the force. And there's also the champions of the force, which I've forgotten what they call them. Jedis? David, is that you there? Is it a Jedi? Yeah, Jedi. So I'm your Jedi. And I'm going to show you how you can be a Jedi, man or woman, because we need lots of Jedis and who have the force, because you're going to need it in very short order to come. You are already slaves and don't know it. You're slaves of drugs, alcohol, sex, you name it, money, stuff, anything, clothes. So I've got to start somewhere. So perhaps I should talk about myself just for a little bit. And let me see. How many minutes do I have before we... 15 seconds. So if you put a little music in there, I would be... Yeah, that's a very kind thing. That's good. Thank you very much. That music will help me to arrive at the stop where I should and then continue our discussion. Right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, hello again. I do hope you listened to the first 7 minutes. And I brought up this the subject of transgender, you know, a man in a woman's body and a woman's in a man's body kind of stuff. And the silly things they do to the dangerous, crazy things that doctors and surgeons do to oblige the person who thinks he's in the wrong body. But it has to do, it so has to do with the fact that there's a woman in every man and there is a man in every woman who isn't, let me say it again. There's a woman in a man that makes him less than a man. And then there's a man in a woman that makes her less than a female, a lady. I should be a man and no woman inside me. No identity, not a little bit of each. Don't you ever listen to those scumbags that think they know everything about psychiatry and psychology. They don't know how to fix you except give you drugs. You might as well just go to the dope butcher. It's cheaper and it's more honest, so to speak, if you can speak of that as honesty, as a choice, which is, they're both just as bad, I suppose, because the psychiatrists don't know, haven't the foggiest idea what they're doing. And they're just brainwashed. And then they don't have they lost the common sense they were born with, but just by going to school, and whatever school it is, they all have different ideas about these things, Freud, Schmoid, and everything else. So I am going to say that your problem is that you have mixed identities. And it gets worse than that. And then we're going to discover what is causing this worseness, if there's such a word. Are you interested in my subject? Because I've been on the air for 55 years. And I've helped, thank God, millions of people not to commit suicide and kill themselves, to destroy themselves. At least 2-3 million people. But what is that? You've got 330 million people here. So what influence can I exert over your country unless you make it possible for me to share what I know? And not just talk about the subject. You know, transgender stuff and then toilet stuff, which is, you know, quite egregious to a lot of people, and so it should be. But these are games that, this is perversion. This is a kind of perversion play by government that survive in your demoralization and your confusion about everything and getting you upset about everything it can. Because here it comes, being upset means to think backwards. Let me explain. And you can give me a call. And you can challenge me on anything. You can question me on anything. But I will give you answers that you would never and never forget. You won't be able to overcome them. It's impossible. Because you'll be, if it's in you, if that problem is in you and you don't like to admit you're a man in a woman's body, that you're half and half, or a woman in a man's body, that's what's happening. That's what's wrong with you. Haven't you noticed your wife can be the boss and you can be the weakling? Yes, dear, anything you say, dear. And sometimes men like that talk about their wives as their mother. In England, you have a lot of people, as they get older, talking about their wives as their mothers. Well, that doesn't make any sense. You can't have a country like this. And the reason why you have anxieties and fears and diseases and everything is that you're not supposed to have. A man must be a man through and through. And a woman must be a woman through and through. There must not be any sign of any masculinity or manhood or masculinity. I don't mind. Or the opposite sex. Same with a woman, same with men. You've got to be very, very careful. And now I'm going to talk about how it all gets started. Many years ago, I had a desire as a young man, 12 years old, the idea of being a doctor and a physicist. My father died, and just to make this short, he was 42. So the idea of me being a doctor and or a scientist disappeared. But I am equivalent to a doctor, more so. More of a psychiatrist than a preacher. A preacher just babbles and tries to interpret the Bible and learns it as if he was a stage performer. You know, all knowledge and no common sense, and he gets applause from his audience every Sunday. I'm not that way at all. I understand how everything works in your head that you don't know. First of all, I learned that the whole human race is in a hypnotic state. And that hypnotic state began somewhere. It comes through the generations. If you go back, you want to go back and visit your grandparents and things like that, you always see your grandfather's a drug addict, alcoholic, whatever it is. Your mother was a witch, grandmother. A great-grandma, 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 and every now and then you find a decent one. Every now and then you find a decent one, but mostly it's you have to survive your family, let alone the culture into which you are thrust. And so these days are becoming that. We are losing our freedoms because we're losing our morals. And when we're losing our morals, everything is backwards, upside down. Men are ruled by women. And men try to get their power back by abuse or trying to be, you know, sweet and nice, goody-two-shoes. You know, would you like to have a car so I can have some sex, please? Thank you. You know, that's a cartoon I sometimes watch. I can't remember it, but it's pretty rude. I think you know what it is. But let me just begin again. A few weeks after I was married, 64 years ago, I suddenly noticed a growing sensitivity to my environment. In other words, everything began to irritate me. There's no reason for it. And if you would like me to explain that, let's write it down on a piece of paper. What do you mean by that? Because I see the same thing. You can say that I have conquered that and understood what it is. But I'm not going to tell you right now because there's more to say to make a base to what I want to say to you. Because, you know, you may be a new listener. A lot of people have been listening to me for, you know, most of the years, and they live to ripe old ages up to, you know, 100 and 102, 103. And I'm going on there, and maybe beyond it, who knows? I'm as strong as a horse. And so thank God. Anyway, coming back to the ripe old age of 24, I never noticed the intimidation of stress affecting me in any way, shape, or form. My immediate family, I noticed that I was a very resilient child, even though I didn't notice the resilient, and not easily moved to anger. Up to that time, I was able to confront about just everything as though it was a matter of course. Nothing bothered me. And this may or may not be very unusual, but for whatever reason, it was the case. And just let me say something more about that. My interest was to be a doctor. And so I got interested in hypnosis. Why? Because in my young age of 12 or 13, I was hearing all about Hitler and the murders of the Jewish people and the gypsies, a horror. And thought to myself, how does that swine do it? How does he conquer a whole country? And they make him like a god. I can answer that question because if you want to know if anybody can intimidate you with the purpose to do it, to understand what I'm talking about, what you shouldn't be, is there anybody intimidate you and you get upset, you will take on the identity of that person. Slowly but surely a bit of them comes inside you, and a piece of you, it doesn't become them, it becomes food for who they are. Now the only way that you can survive that, because you'll go through life and you won't be able to say no. How many people listening to me cannot say no under pressure? Whoa, 50% of you at least. And doesn't it cause anxiety? So it should be. But let's say you're born a male boy, and your father's weak and your mother's pushy. Guess whose identity you're going to get? You're going to get your mother's identity, and when you do, two things happen. You need the reassurance of your mother's love. Or you want to be a man and you rebel. And the mother may want to go after you or hold fast to you because you're so loyal, which you're not loyal, you're compulsion. You have a love-hate relationship. It's codependence. And you don't know it's going on. You just think you love your mother. And so if you're a girl, you become more like the mother, but not so much conflict. But if you're a man, you have terrible conflict and rage towards your mother. But then guilt comes from the rage, right? Guilt, because you're so close to being born. You know, maybe 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 or 11. That period of time where you are very, very sensitive. And so that you may have a love-hate relationship with your mother, which causes your mother to be a tyrant even though she doesn't look like it. And if she's mean, and she means that, you're still just as much addicted to that out of fear and trying to make peace with the enemy in your mother. And the damned if you do and damned if you don't. And same thing. There is, so now you go, you say, this would never happen if your father was a man. But most men are not fathers. They're brought up just the way I said. You're going to take this identity of your mother, so you become a sort of a weirdo, an appeaser. You may be a nice, strong, handsome guy with lots of muscles, but you're only going to, most of those people in the gyms that have huge muscles are really women in man's bodies, and the body is, the exercises are meant to prove that you are a man. And you will fight, and you do exercise, and you build your muscles. And those muscles don't mean it's the sign that you've got a problem. You don't need to have such a huge body with huge muscles. It's not healthy. when I was 24 years old, I could beat a 250-pound man easy. The smaller I am, the stronger, the better advantage I have. They didn't know that. I didn't know it myself, but that's not the subject. I've been around a lot of places. I just want to start off with a big bang. So you understand you have a crisis of identity. But what was that? No, I didn't hear the music, David. I never heard of that. Oh, where is it? Oh, here it comes. Oh, I remember that. Yes, it's been a long, long time. I know, isn't it amazing? And that's all done. That's wonderful. Just maybe we should use that as music. That's great. All right, well, let me continue with my thoughts here. How many people would like to rise to the occasion of this program? And we're on from 6 p.m. weekdays to 8 p.m. live. And you can get my program on archives. After the program's over, it's on my website, fhu.com. fhu.com. What did you think about what I said? I say to you that what you need, ladies, let's start with the ladies. What you need is a real man that loves. Now, I said this yesterday and the day before and the day before, the years before that. Let me say it a little differently. What you need is a man that is not a male. Do you know the difference? A man, not a male. A male dog. See, that applies to the dog, because it can't be anything else but a male. But a man can be a mouse, if you pardon the way I said it. Let me add it. So a man can be feminine. A man can be very strong and masculine, and seem to be such a gentle person, and it's only because he's an appeaser towards his mother, and basically he's got a big anger towards women, but he's bottled it down. But he's now comes to be a marriage. He's got sexual drives, which are unhealthy. Yes, it goes with it. He's a half man and half woman, so to speak, and so that's the awakening of the sexual appetite. In a deleterious way. And so you marry this man who's handsome and he's charming, and then sex begins, and he wants something from you, but it's something that feels to you as a lady, as a wife, as if he wants a mother to be mothered. It's, you can feel in the sex that he wants to be mothered. You feel dirty after a while, until you get angry. But you marry this man, you think he's such a nice, wonderful man. He's attractive and beautiful. It is wonderful to have sex with him because they have beautiful, handsome children. But what you're doing is emboldening the woman inside. And in other words, and if you refuse him, he starts to get angry. And they get angrier. And then angrier, the minute you start to feel something not quite right. And pretty soon you find that you married your father, your mother. This is not a man. That sweet, nice man, as you think is a man, is the nature of his own mother. And he's married his mother. How many people understand this? You got a man like that? Lots of you do. Oh, this is going to be more dangerous than civil war, which is about to happen very soon. Very soon. I wish I had enough radio stations to be able to get to everybody, because the game that's being played is to make women rule over men and make men just sperm donors. And give women the title of being love, the origin of love. That's not true. It's the origin of hell on this earth. It's called Eve. And that is what travels through the generations. Women have a nature in them that requires a man. But because Adam gave in, something got into him, and she got the power of God, meaning upside down. In other words, there's a part of a woman that needs a man to love the hell what grandma had, what great-grandma had, all the way back to Eve. There's a dark side that rules, and that wants to overcome the position that a man should have. And she will... Well, so once you get married, if you're not a man, it means if you can be redeemed from that system that goes back through the generations, whatever the redemption is, Jesus came to give you it, and it got lost. The secret of salvation is gone. All you have is verses and chapters and people teaching you from the pulpits that haven't the foggiest idea, including the Pope. He hasn't the foggiest idea what the problem of people is. Basically, he's a sweet tyrant. Basically, the one you have here in America is a sweet tyrant. He loves every pervert and wishes you to become perverted. You can see it. In every way, he wants to pervert, confuse you, and confound you, and call evil good. But he has a face like an angel, and he has the right kind of origin, a black America, okay? And who dares to speak up to a black American, especially when he's the dictator? He's a dictator. He gets away with everything, doesn't he? And so, if you look carefully over the years, you'll see this potential disappearance of men. The Second World War, it wasn't that way. Even though, you know, Roosevelt was a swine, he could have stopped the massacre of the Jewish people. He didn't. And there's a story that goes with it, that he didn't want to get in to the... Because he made a promise to somebody, I forget who it was. But when he did make the decision, he made Churchill give all the patents, everything in England, in exchange for 50 destroyers. And demanded that the empire be diminished. Everything, Canada, New Zealand, South Africa, everything. So that it was no longer an empire. That's what he did. And he held back so millions of Jewish people died. You didn't know that. That is a person who wants power and looks like a good guy. And you thought he was good, but he wasn't. Okay, but now, that's a woman in a man's body. That's a woman in a man's body. Cruelty. We'll be right back. Thank you. All right, so I'm going to give you the phone number, 800-866-8883. I'm just setting something up. It takes a little while to set it up because it's what I speak about every day as far as your mind is concerned, somebody wants your mind. And who wants the mind better than politicians? They are hungry for power. And the only way they can get power is to make you lose your power to them. Or turn something upside down. Make sure that women rule over men. And the children themselves rule over their fathers. And you look that up in the scriptures. Go look it up. Ask Siri to give you that. Ask the Siri, you know, give that Siri the information about the Bible, where women, God help our country, rule over men, and the children ruling over the father. And he says in another way, at the very end of the Old Testament, I shall send Elijah the prophet, and he shall bring the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the children's hearts to the fathers. Did I say that right? Children's hearts to the fathers, fathers' hearts to the children. Lest I smite thee with a curse. It's got to stop. You cannot win this. You cannot win this war when you are not virtuous, and you're not virtuous so long as you have your mother in you, and so until you stop marrying your mother and having sex with your mother, in a manner of speaking, because that's what you're doing, and the women feel disgusted and dirty. That's why they hate you. But then you, when they hate you, you think, well, maybe if I please my wife, she'll give me more. So you give more of yourself, and she becomes more of a man. She gets angrier. And you say, why is she so angry? Maybe I'll be nicer to her. And the more you give of yourself for that sex, if she gives it to you, you become more of a woman, and she becomes more of a man. It's upside down. And they can see this. They can't explain it. Who wants to have a chat with me? Because this leads to not only losing your freedom, because where are the men? Where were the men? Where are they in America today? In the military, yes. But they die like flies. They're killing themselves at 22 a day. I can fix that, but the media has made a fool of me. It's been going on for a long time. And Obama administration doesn't care about our soldiers, and you don't care about it either. You're too busy, you know, with stuff and sex and drugs. See, and if you're really Americans, you'd spend some time making sure that the veterans get what they want. It became a big fuss, and all he did, because he's a rotten swine. I'm talking about your president, yes, because he doesn't like America. Fundamental transformation meant down. He's a man in a woman's body, isn't he? A woman in a man's body. That's how women do it. They know how to kiss up to you and get what they want, if they're rotten. The real woman wants a man, but she gives herself to what she thinks is a man, and it's a mother. She's been running away from her mother thinking this is the man. But the man has been a appeaser to the mother, and therefore the mother's in her. And then
Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
You see how quickly I get into the stuff that needs to be said. And I said, you know, open the program in a gentle way. And I spoke about my youth, and my interest in hypnosis, and seeing, marveling how Hitler did this to ordinary people, where they would die for him, even when they're 12 years old. They would die for the Führer. And the Führer couldn't care less for any of them. As a matter of fact, he cursed everybody when the war was, you know, before he killed himself. He cursed the German people for not doing enough for him, for failing him. That's what he did. That's how bad it is. And so, as it is with a tyrant, with the whole population, so it is in every family. It's a system of families that way. It's a cause and effect, and effect becoming cause, and doing unto others what was done unto you. So it's infectious. So you want to call me? 800-86-88-83. Have you married a man that you thought was a man, and you could see your mother in him, the cruel mother in the male body, the cruel mother, the seductive mother. See, and then you could feel the pull to give him what he wants. Codependency, whoa, sex, whoa. It doesn't get any better. It creates anger. It creates anxiety. There's got to be something pure here. And we need not to listen to the psychiatrists and psychologists, because they're all idiots. Yeah, most of them. I do have some friends. I'm sure they do. They just have to sort of keep out of sight because they don't want to be associated with the likes of me. So anyway, let me continue. So my beginning was interest in hypnosis, and I got married. My training was a diamond cutter. I come from a diamond cutting family. And that's not so important. I still wanted to be one day a doctor or a physicist. At this moment, I am the equivalent of that, but far ahead of both. And you can see or listen that I'm saying things that no one ever would say to you. They will all make comment on the reason why our country is falling apart and being abnormal and being immoral and all the rest of it, and the drugs and the alcohol. They got all these things, and they got all these theories, and they got sensible reasoning for it, but there's no explanation how each person can come out of themselves. I lived in many parts of the world, and I thought I'd go to South Africa with my brother and to emigrate there. Of course, when I got there, it was no good. Let me just continue. I do not remember being phased. I was 24 when I... Well, no, I wasn't 24. I was 24 when I got to America. So I guess it was about 21 when I was in Africa. When I came out of the army, I went to Africa. That's what it is, military. But anyway, I remember not being phased but intimidated by stress regardless of the circumstances, as I was saying. But then when I came to America, it was just about a year or two I got married. And I've been married 64 years. But when I was married, within a few weeks, I noticed that I was being irritated. Previously, having lived in many parts of the world, including Africa, as I was saying, I don't remember being fazed or intimidated by stress, regardless of the circumstances, how dangerous it was. I was oblivious to the fact and apparently different from other people who moved and possessed a different kind of energy. That's what I learned, a different kind of energy is called stress. I didn't know what stress was. I could handle things. But something happened in my marriage. It woke me up. It woke me up, I'll tell you in a minute. When I got married, some irritation. Suddenly, sensitivity to stress in the form of a reaction to little irritations and noises. Whatever it was that has bestowed this blessing upon me of being aware permitted me to recognize the cause. And it was my reaction to my wife, who was difficult. And she is still difficult to this day. But as long as I stay calm, she will wither and I'll get stronger. But not mean. It's not strong or mean. It's that you can't get to me, that's all. And there's something inside her and women that if you're not a man, if you're not, how is the word, appointed, and there's another word for it, redeemed, so that you are no longer subject to the woman, man born of woman, subject to women. You're no longer subject to women because she's the subject of Paradise Lost, Eve. That spoke to her. And he got into her. He ate the fruit. And she got into him. And there was the mixed relationship where the woman had the power over the men. And they had to make arrangements to make sure that women should, even your marriage vows, love, honor, and obey. But can you do this? You have to be very virtuous to be able to do this, and you have to have a very virtuous man. And we will come to the fact whereby we can overcome this if you will just bear with me just for a little bit till I finish my ranting and raving. Okay? So, what it took was, I became one of you for a little while. And then the ability to have that intuition I've had up to the age of 24 when I got married. Okay? The intuitiveness inside me was very well preserved. Not like you. I can't tell you why. But I could see what it was. And it was, I was being influenced by a different kind of energy. See, I apparently was different from other people who moved and possessed a different kind of energy. And however, there it was, suddenly a sensitivity to distress in the form of a reaction of little irritations towards my wife, who was difficult. I had not met that kind of thing before. But I'm married to it. I'm involved in something. And death to us part, which we are joined to that to this day. I'm stronger, she's weaker. I'm older and more healthy, believe it or not. She has this problem and still is irritable. And I have to learn to deal with it. In the last 64 years, she's my wife, and you cannot force a person to see if they don't want to see. That's it, or for whatever reasons. So here it sits like this. In one minute she's sensible, and next minute she's going to make a fight with me, if she can. But I don't. I feel I'm strong, firm, and she cannot have her way. She gets frustrated and back to normal again. She could be better if she listened to what my wisdom. But she chooses not to. And that could be to the death. I warned her about that. That could be not healthy. I don't want to bring harm to her. But as long as I do not, as long as I'm a man, see, I have to obey, love him, or find redemption from women. If you see what I'm saying, I had to find redemption, which I discovered in my Institute of Hypnosis. It was a Christian lady, and I was beginning to see that hypnosis is the sickness and not the cure. That's magic. I had a business. I was making money in the Institute of Hypnosis for several years. And one day, a Christian lady came in. But little did I know, and maybe I'm going too far forward too quickly, but let me say it anyway. I'll pick up some of the stuff I should have said before. But jumping forward just quickly, I realized intuitively that hypnosis is the problem. And hypnosis is temptation. And temptation creates stress. And the stress affects the stressed and separates them from their intuition, which is God-given. That's everybody. But especially men are sensitive to the women who are not sanitized. Excuse the expression, I don't have another word for it. They need to have the hell loved out of them, as I keep saying, instead of embracing the hell in them, which you don't know you're doing. So your attraction to women, you better be careful. And ladies, you've got to be very careful too, that you can't be too needy of a man. Pace your time. But even now you're married, I discovered it in my marriage, what a man needs to be, and I recovered quickly. But what made me recover more quickly was the realization of a Christian lady coming in with problems. They all have problems because they're not as Christian as they think they are. But she says, when I got home the other day, everybody noticed that there was a change in me. And they couldn't understand it. And she came back and told me that it was changed her life already. But she gave me a Bible. No, she gave me a Bible verse. And I looked at the Bible verse, and it was word for word. Now, I don't remember what that was. But it awakened something inside me. It made it very clear that I had to unhypnotize the person. And how do you do that? This is my job here today, to get you to be to realize you inherit the sin of Adam and Eve, and it's transformative negatively. And you cannot escape it through one man's sin and death through sin. That's it. We inherit death as part of life. Unless we find the truth that sets us free. That truth is you are living in a hypnotic state. And you are in conflict. You are becoming an animal in conflict with your human. Or a sick person in conflict with your human. I can show you how to fix that. Go to my website, FHU.com. Well, what say you? I've been here, let's see, 50 minutes. I'm looking for, I guess it's there's this election going on, isn't there? So it's South Carolina, is West Virginia, is it? Yes, okay. So I can understand that most of you are sort of leading into what's going on. And so maybe I just put a tape on for the second part of the hour. Because I can do this program standing on my head until my face is turning red. But what I need is for someone to say, I have that problem. Then I would say, do you have these other problems? He says, yes. Oh, you have heart problems? Yes. And well, there's so many things going on in your head, but every one of them is based on reacting to stress. And stress is temptation. And be careful how you translate the Bible, because if you say, deliver us, lead us not into temptation, that's a bad. I spoke about that. That is a bad translation. And you priests and ministers, you are just like robots. You will read that gospel, but the translation stinks. And so do you, because you should question that. The secret of life is to question. That's what makes a Jewish person Jewish, with always arguing and questioning each other. That's great, to question, to discuss, to disagree. But you're not used to that. Look at how much you're angry at me right now. You're angry. I said it with strength. I mean it. God doesn't lead you into temptation, so don't ask him. lead us away from temptation and deliver us. Translation stinks. But why can't you see it? Because you're not in a hypnotic state and you're taught to believe the words are true, and they are true. But there's two ways of looking at truth. One, you understand it, and one, somebody tells you and you act it on the stage like a performer. And yet, here it is. Here's the music. It'll be like that.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Well, I was talking to you about, let me finish off. We've got just about 6 minutes here. And then I'm going to put a tape on because I don't want to sit and talk to the microphone. I know this is Tuesday, May the 10th. And I know you're focused. All of you are focused, on what's going on with Donald Trump and all the rest of it. And this is pretty serious stuff, actually, but I don't want to get mixed up in politics. But the way I'm talking to you, it is politics. Jesus, when he was born, he became a party. You know, a person who has the right to speak up. Loyal opposition. That's what it was. There was only one. And that was the scribes and Pharisees with permission from Rome. So even they were slaves and trying to hold on to their position. And so we are free in America, but we're losing it, you see. And we're losing it because we have lost the connection to original sin. And we do not realize that you were born into sin. Look, you were born into culture. My culture is in me as Adam had it. In other words, I'm really a stupid person. Of myself, I can do nothing. I understand that. So I wait for him to do something through me. Meanwhile, I'm free. That's it. Did you think I knew what I was going to say when I got on the radio program? It comes to me to say it, and sometimes I repeat myself, and other times I hear myself saying it a lot different. And as I was saying to you about my own experience, it didn't last long because I was able to see it. That the irritation is temptation. And being annoyed, aggravated, irritated, even at yourself. Trying to repress yourself with the energy that made you that self. See? So of yourself you could nothing. I could not conquer my own upset and annoyance and irritation. Could not. But it didn't last long. It was almost like the very first day it happened. I grasped it. Until in the Institute of Hypnosis, I saw more people who are broken by it, twisted by it, drunk, and all the diseased in many different ways. I saw the link. But the link had to, the spoken word cannot be your commanding officer. The spoken word can be observed by the unspoken word that is intuitive. When I say unspoken word, in other words, I have to learn the English language. I can learn several languages if necessary, but the English language is everywhere. And so my father could speak 11 languages, but I can't. But I think the language I'm speaking about is that the authority that comes with the spoken word, the authority, is the wrong authority. And you've got to be careful of just having someone calling you some names. You've got to be careful how you deal with authority. You've got to be careful not to react to them, whether it be your father, your mother, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. You've got to be very careful, because you cannot, if I can catch you now, if I can catch you this minute and get you to call my office tomorrow, 800-877-3227, and just get a, listen, you can get it, you can get a 7-minute meditation. But maybe you should go to my website first and take a look and download the 7-minute meditation, no charge. I want you, if it works for you, make sure you recommend it to friends for anxiety, because anxiety is in every disease. Anxiety is everywhere. It announces the growing separation from your Creator and the growing addiction to the words and the world around you. That's shaping you in a negative way. And you begin to think that your conscience is your enemy, or try to believe that your conscience is your friend. That's not very good, because your scriptures come in, and with just words you think it will just work, because you're speaking those words to yourself, or looking in the mirror and reading, you know, talking to yourself and giving certain pieces of the Bible. Or you go to church and listen to a voice telling you all about Jesus and all the rest of it. It's the spoken word. It's how the word is spoken. And most people do not have that authority. They're mostly, to finish off the program, every man has got a woman in them, and every woman has a little bit of man in him. And this man in her tries to overcome the woman in him. It's a bloody war. And you can't see yourself do it. If you're a man, you don't know what's happening. And the reason is, you do not have the unspoken word of God in you that Adam had. You haven't had it restored to you. And so I have something called the 7-minute meditation that you gentlemen and ladies can find your redemption without special words to cross the border of your mind. My name is Roy Masters. Go to FHU.com. FHU.com. Please support the program. I know you may not like this program, but I ask you tomorrow, when I come back, please God, to test me. Bring up what I said today, what you thought, and test me. And if you have a problem, let me help you with it. Let me work with you and show you what you need to know. Okay? Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. And the phone number at my office is 800-877-3227. Have a good night. I'm going to put a program on, and you won't be able to call me next hour.